Potential is 6 degrees at 6:31. And time to get the latest on our weather now from Sharon Allseth. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everyone. That ice storm warning remains in effect for another half hour or so, and a winter storm warning is still in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. There are travel restrictions across much of central Indiana, and WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports even Indianapolis city officials want to keep people off the roads.
If you don't have to go out, don't. Public safety officials are asking anyone impacted by the storm to avoid travel except in the case of emergency. On Tuesday, Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard raised the travel status to orange, saying only essential travel is recommended. Officials say if you absolutely have to leave your home, give yourself extra time, slow down, and make sure you have an emergency kit packed in your vehicle. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Now, this just in from Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard's office. He says that city and county offices will be operating on a two-hour delay today, though all Indy Parks facilities and programs are closed or canceled today. A news release from Governor Mitch Daniels' office says state offices are open today for normal operations. Many closings and cancellations there are across the area. Most, if not all, schools are closed. Public works crews remain out in 12-hour shifts to try to make the roads passable, but there is a crust of ice and winds have picked up with gusts to near 45 miles per hour. That leads to concern about the downed trees and power lines made heavier with a coating of ice. Duke Energy reports about 45 to 50,000 customers in Indiana without power. And at IPL, Greg Fenig says this morning that about 5,000 customers are in the dark.
We were preparing for the worst, and this is actually better than what we anticipated. But when we're having 40 and 50 mile an hour winds, we continue to have additional outages, and we think that there's going to be outages throughout the day as long as this wind holds up like it is.
At least seven Indiana counties have declared states of emergency. Indiana Homeland Security identifies them as Boone, Clinton, Fayette, Jasper, LaPorte, Newton, and Porter counties. Snow the factor in northern Indiana and the South Shore Commuter Railroad is shut down there until noon. The Greater Indianapolis Red Cross has opened four emergency shelters at the Red Cross headquarters at 441 East 10th Street, Traders Point Christian Church, Blue Ridge Elementary School in Frankfort, and Mays Elementary School in the town of Mays. And Indianapolis International Airport says at least 90% of arrivals and departures have been canceled, but one runway does remain open. The airport authority says it's likely to be Friday before the flight schedule is back on track. Some 2,000 police officers and members of the public celebrated the life of IMPD officer David Moore on Tuesday. His close friend, Marine Corps Captain Ryan Fall.
David was a dedicated police officer, an incredibly loyal friend, and an amazing man.
Moore's father, retired Lieutenant Spencer Moore, delivered the eulogy with the tone of using David's life to strengthen the blended Indianapolis Metro Police Department. Mayor Greg Ballard, Public Safety Director Frank Straub, and Police Chief Paul Soselski all spoke of David Moore's service and commitment to the people of Indianapolis. The 29-year-old officer was shot in the line of duty. And a black ministers group in Indianapolis says it wants to mark Black History Month with an attack on violence. Members of the 10-point coalition calling for a violence-free February in response to a surge of killings in January, including that of Officer Moore. Coalition President Reverend Charles Harrison says it's time to stop using violence to settle conflicts. WFYI weather. Again, the ice storm warning goes until 7 this morning and the winter storm warning in effect until 7 tonight. Cloudy and windy today with snow likely, an inch or less of accumulation. Temperatures falling to the upper teens by late this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 6. Tomorrow sunny, high 17. And Friday mostly sunny with a high of 26. Right now it's cloudy with flurries, 23 degrees, and a wind chill of 6. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It's 6:35 now. Real quick look at sports here. Pacers owner Herb Simon says the team president Larry Bird's job is safe through the rest of the season and that he could be back next year. 11th-ranked Purdue lost on the road at number 9.